The US intelligence community's explosive findings that Russia engaged in hacking during the presidential election have sparked concerns in Australia. Defence intelligence officials will brief Australian politicians and political parties about the risk they face from the same style of cyber attacks. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, will be the first to get that briefing today from officials at the Australian Signals Directorate. Dan Tehan is the Minister assisting the Prime Minister on cybersecurity, and he joins me now from Canberra. Minister, good morning.
Morning to you, Kim. How are you?
Well, thank you. How vulnerable is Australia to cyber exploitation for political purposes?
Well, we have seen no indication whatsoever that anyone has sought to use cyber influence on our elections or on our electoral system. But obviously, our democracy goes to who we are as Australians, and we have to do everything we can to protect that. The Prime Minister sees this issue as above politics, and that's why he is calling this meeting of all other political parties so that they can get a briefing from our intelligence agencies about the threat and also get told about the mitigation that they can take to ensure that all their systems are secure.
The ABC recently revealed that data was stolen from senior MPs and public servants during the Yahoo email leak. Has there been any attempt to embarrass or compromise an Australian politician as a result of that breach?
No, there hasn't. And
it hasn't caused any security issues for the government?
No, there hasn't. And as you will be aware, the Prime Minister's special advisor on cyber did an investigation into this. So there hasn't been. But what we do have to ensure is that everyone is making sure that they're putting the proper processes in place to keep themselves cyber secure. We have state elections coming up in Western Australia and Queensland this year. We want to make sure, and the Prime Minister is adamant about this, that across the board, and this goes beyond politics, that everyone is putting the proper mitigations in place to keep themselves secure so that we can make sure that we have proper, free and fair democratic elections here, which are free of any type of cyber influence.
Did any of that material from the Yahoo breach get into the hands of foreign intelligence services?
Look, I'm not going to go into the details of the investigation, but what I can tell you is that this was looked at very closely, and it was quite clear that none of that material in any way has been used to compromise us here in Australia. But what we have seen internationally is efforts. What we've seen is that cyber espionage is alive and well.
Well, let me ask you something. Sorry to interrupt. Let me ask you something about that. The US President Donald Trump says his Democratic Party rivals in the US got hacked because they didn't have good security. So what sort of IT security is there? I'm thinking particularly for the electorate offices in Australia and the staff in those offices. Are they trained about online security risks?
So we are going through and we are making sure that everyone is aware of the dangers that are in place. And there are briefings which are occurring, and that is why we want to do this now with political organisations. We've seen what happened to the DNC. We've seen that there has been advice put forward that they didn't have the proper protections put in place. We want to make sure that the political parties here are aware of the types of things that they need to be doing.
So isn't it a bit of a worry that that hasn't happened up until now?
Well, we've seen no sign of any indication that there has been cyber influence used. We've continued to work up till this stage, the Australian Cybersecurity Centre, with officials to make sure that nothing has occurred. But the thing about this area is, if you stand still, you go backwards. The technology changes the whole time. We want to make sure that our political parties, that our organisations here that are fundamental to our democracy are aware of the latest developments and the continued need for them to keep updating their systems.
Well, in practical terms, you've got politicians, you've got multiple staff using everything from Facebook and Twitter. They've got apps like Slack and Dropbox, people using private email accounts. They're all accessing these services from multiple locations. Isn't that a bit of a security Pandora's box?
Well, it goes to show exactly the challenge that we're facing. These multiple fora that people can now use, it enhances the need for us to making sure that we have cybersecurity as an absolute priority on our national security agenda. And the Prime Minister is adamant that he wants to lead a government that will do that. That's why we put $230 million towards the cybersecurity strategy, which was launched last year in April. That's why the Prime Minister is very much seeing this as the on the forefront of the national security agenda. And you'll hear more from us as a government this year when it comes to cybersecurity.
Sorry to interrupt again. The Prime Minister admitted last year that Australia has offensive cybersecurity capabilities. Have we used them?
So what the Prime Minister and I will be doing today is we'll be going to ASD, the Australian Signals Directorate, and we'll be getting a briefing on our offensive and defensive cyber capabilities.
But have we gone on the attack against an adversary?
Obviously, we don't go into the detail of how we use those capabilities. This government has been more transparent than any other government in admitting for the first time that we do have offensive capabilities, but we leave it there. This is an area that we won't discuss publicly for obvious reasons.
What countries have the capacity and the will to engage in political influencing operations by covert cyber means?
Look, it depends. Those countries who seek to have that capability, and they can be small or large.
Care to name a few?
I'm not going to name names for you because then that just leads to further questions.
Is it more than a handful?
It probably is more than a handful, and that's why we as a country have to make sure that we've got the defensive capabilities in place, and that's why cybersecurity is going to be at the forefront of our national security agenda this year.
Minister, thank you very much for speaking with AM.
Been a pleasure, Kim.
And that is Dan Tehan, the Minister assisting the Prime Minister on cybersecurity, speaking to me from Canberra.